This is Audible.
Audible Inc. presents The Art of Deception, Controlling the Human Element of Security by Kevin D. Mitnick. Narrated by Nick Sullivan.
Chapter 11. Combining Technology and Social Engineering. A social engineer lives by his ability to manipulate people into doing things that help him achieve his goal. But success often also requires a large measure of knowledge and skill with computer systems and telephone systems. Here's a sampling of typical social engineering scams where technology plays an important part. Hacking behind bars. What are some of the most secure installations you can think of protected against break-in, whether physical, telecommunications, or electronic in nature? Fort Knox? Sure. The White House? Absolutely. NORAD, the North American Air Defense installation buried deep under a mountain? Most definitely. How about federal prisons and detention centers? They must be about as secure as any place in the country, right? People rarely escape, and when they do, they are normally caught in short order. You would think that a federal facility would be invulnerable to social engineering attacks, but you would be wrong. There is no such thing as foolproof security anywhere. A few years ago, a pair of grifters, professional swindlers, ran into a problem. It turned out they had lifted a large bundle of cash from a local judge. The pair had been in trouble with the law on and off through the years, but this time the federal authorities took an interest. They nabbed one of the grifters, Charles Gondorf, and tossed him into a correctional center near San Diego. The federal magistrate ordered him detained as a flight risk and a danger to the community. His pal, Johnny Hooker, knew that Charlie was going to need a good defense attorney. But where was the money going to come from? Like most grifters, their money had always gone for good clothes, fancy cars, and the ladies as fast as it came in. Johnny barely had enough to live on. The money for a good lawyer would have to come from running another scam. Johnny wasn't up to doing this on his own. Charlie Gondorf had always been the brains behind their cons. But Johnny didn't dare visit the detention center to ask Charlie what to do, not when the feds knew there had been two men involved in the scam and were so eager to lay their hands on the other one. Especially since only family can visit, which meant he'd have to show fake identification and claim to be a family member. Trying to use fake ID in a federal prison didn't sound like a smart idea. No, he'd have to get in touch with Gondorf some other way. It wouldn't be easy. No inmate in any federal, state, or local facility is allowed to receive phone calls. A sign posted by every inmate telephone in a federal detention center says something like, "This notice is to advise the user that all conversations from this telephone are subject to monitoring, and the use of the telephone constitutes consent to the monitoring." Having government officials listen in on your phone calls while committing a crime has a way of extending your federally funded vacation plans. Johnny knew, though, that certain phone calls were not monitored. Calls between a prisoner and his attorney, protected by the Constitution as client-attorney communications, for example. In fact, the facility where Gondorf was being held had telephones connected directly to the Federal Public Defender's Office. Pick up one of those phones, and a direct connection is made to the corresponding telephone in the PDO. The phone company calls this service Direct Connect. The unsuspecting authorities assume the service is secure and invulnerable to tampering because outgoing calls can only go to the PDO and incoming calls are blocked. Even if someone were somehow able to find out the phone number, the phones are programmed in the telephone company switch as Deny Terminate, which is a clumsy phone company term for service where incoming calls are not permitted. Lingo. Direct connect. Phone company term for a phone line that goes directly to a specific number when picked up. Deny terminate. A phone company service option where switching equipment is set so that incoming calls cannot be received at a phone number. Since any halfway decent grifter is well versed in the art of deception, Johnny figured there had to be a way around this problem. From the inside, Gondorf had already tried picking up one of the PDO phones and saying, "This is Tom at the phone company repair center. We're running a test on this line, and I need you to try dialing 9 and then 00. The 9 would have accessed an outside line. The 00 would then have reached a long-distance operator. It didn't work. The person answering the phone at the PDO was already hip to that trick. Johnny was having better success. He readily found out that there were 10 housing units in the detention center, each with a direct connect telephone line to the public defender's office. Johnny encountered some obstacles, but like a social engineer, he was able to think his way around these annoying stumbling blocks. Which unit was Gondorf in? What was the telephone number to the direct connect services in that housing unit? And how would he initially get a message to Gondorf without it being intercepted by prison officials? What may appear to be the impossible to average folks, like obtaining the secret telephone numbers located in federal institutions, is very often no more than a few phone calls away for a con artist. After a couple of tossing and turning nights brainstorming a plan, Johnny woke up one morning with the whole thing laid out in his mind in 5 steps. First, he'd find out the phone numbers for those 10 direct connect telephones to the PDO. He'd have all 10 changed so that the phones would allow incoming calls. He'd find out which housing unit